Eternity is a long, long, long time. And sand weighs a lot, doesn't it? One little tiny grain of sand, you'd say, well, that doesn't weigh anything. A flea could pick that up. But when you take many, many little grains of sand and put them in a bag, then they become very, very heavy, don't they? Well, boys and girls, that's like our sins. Millions and millions of little grains of sand make up a bag full. And a bag full of them weigh a lot. One doesn't weigh much, but a whole bag of them weighs a lot. Job said, my transgression or my sin is sealed up in a bag. And when God puts all of our sins together, boys and girls, like that, those little grains of sand, when he puts them all together and weighs them up, they weigh a lot. They weigh a lot. So we can learn a lesson from the little grain of sand that we don't think weighs very much, that when you put a lot of them together, they weigh a lot. That's the way it is with our sins. Small to us, but all together, they're big in the sight of God. Now we can learn something else from a little grain of sand, too. Somebody has said, if a bird took a grain of sand off of the shores of Nova Scotia and flew it down to New York and come back and got another grain and flew it down to New York, and they kept doing that until they got all the sand down to New York, then eternity would have just begun. It shows how vast and how great eternity is. There's two things, boys and girls, that you do not realize, I'm sure, and I don't fully realize either. It's eternity and the awful weight of our sins in the sight of a holy God. But God has taken our sins and laid them all on Christ, we read in Isaiah 53, verse 8. All of our iniquities were laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And God has placed them on Christ, every grain, as it were, of our sins, every little sin, put them all on him, and they were heavy on him, and he bare them in his own body on the cross. And we can be saved if we'll turn to him, realizing that our little sins are big sins and weighty in the sight of God, and realizing that we're sinners and that sin condemns us and that we must be saved from our sins, and realizing that, putting our trust in Christ as our Savior, we can be saved for eternity. Do it and be saved.